الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب دنياه أضر بآخرته، ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنياه، فآثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, when a person is traveling on a road and he has a destination in front of him, and as he is moving, suddenly an obstacle comes in his path, a car comes in his way, an animal runs across the road, in order for him to save himself and save those around him, protect himself and protect those around him, to avoid a disaster and accident, he has to apply his brakes. If for some reason his brakes is not working, or his brakes fail at that moment, then not only will he harm himself, not only will he cause destruction to himself, but he will cause destruction to those around him. We are also on a path, on a road towards Akhirat. And on this road towards Akhirat, there will be different obstacles that will come in our path, in different forms. Shaitan is our worst enemy, is our greatest enemy. And Shaitan himself will come and he will use his agents to come on our path. He will put obstacles in our path to distract us, to cause us to meet an accident. And through that, we will harm ourselves and we will harm others. My respected elders and brothers, on this path towards Akhirat, our destination is Jannat, where we came from. We will have to have our brakes in perfect working order, in order to protect ourselves and protect others. And the ulama ikram explain the brakes of our car of life, in order to protect ourselves from the harms of the road, the spiritual road, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one day I will have to answer to Allah ta'ala for every single minute of my life. In Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those people who keep this in front of them all the time. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. This ayat of Quran Majid is a very, very comprehensive ayat. And in this ayat, the whole life plan of a human being has been put forward. If you do this, then you will become successful. The ulama ikram explained, there are three things mentioned in this ayat. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, the first aspect, which is very, very important, and today, unfortunately, we do not show importance to it. What is the niyat in my heart? What is the motivation behind my day-to-day life? When I wake up in the morning, what is pushing me forward? What is the motivation? What is the catalyst to my behavior every day? So this has to be corrected first, that every day when we wake up, we have to remind ourselves, make a niyat. One is to have a niyat, just a thought in the mind. But the ulama ikram explained, niyat is amalul qalb. It's an action of the heart. We have to practically make a niyat in our heart. Every day when we wake up, we have to remind ourselves that, oh Allah, today I have woken up in such a condition that I am preparing for my akhirat. That I am preparing to meet you, preparing to come back to you. Let us question ourselves, myself firstly, introspection. Every day when we wake up, has this thought crossed our mind that this is one day closer to the meeting of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day closer to standing in front of Allah ta'ala. One day closer to the grave. One day closer to the akhirat. When we will remind ourselves in the morning, every morning when we wake up, that, oh Allah, this is another day that you have blessed me with. It is possible for me to pass away at night. Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Quran, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha, wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. That there are two categories of people with regards to death. One are those who go to sleep at night, they do not awaken again. Allah's decision, they pass away in their sleep. And there's another category that Allah Ta'ala grants them temporary death at night, but they wake up in the morning, Allah blesses them with another day until they reach the appointed time. So every morning when you wake up, the niyat, what's the niyat? What's the motivation? Is the motivation how I can earn more? Motivation how I can open another shop? Motivation how I can increase my bank balance? Or is the motivation how I can get closer to Allah? How I can make more preparation for the day when I'm going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala? respected elders and brothers, because this talk is not on our tongue, because these thoughts are not in our heart, because we have become averse to hearing about Allah, hearing about Akhirat, so in our heart, they'll not think about this daily. But the reality is, dunya is not true. Dunya is fake. Allah Ta'ala in Quran Sharif calls it mata'un qalil, little enjoyment, little goods of this world, mata'ul ghurur, goods of deception, not real. Everything of dunya, everything of this world is fake, it's not real. What it's telling us, what it's showing us, what it's promising us is not true. But definitely, Akhirat is true. Maut, death is true. Qabr is true. The malaika questioning us in the qabr is true. Standing up in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is true. Receiving our book of deeds is true. Our a'mal being weighed on the scales on the day of Qiyamah is true. Crossing the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam is true. Answering about our life in the court of Allah Ta'ala is true. Jannat and Jahannam is true. How much of this thought is in our heart and mind every day? The reality of it. But because we are so accustomed to hearing about dunya, hearing about the different changes in this world, what is the latest investment, what is the way that I can increase my wealth, because our minds have been focused on that, then every day our worry and concern is that. The motivation when you wake up to get to work, to go to our profession, to our place of employment, the motivation is there because I have to make more, I have to increase my bank balance. I'm worried about my life, worried about my children's life, worried about those who will come after us also. But how much have we thought that today could be my last day? Today could be the day I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today could be the day which will define whether I'm going to get Jannah to Jahannam. The last moment of my life is a defining moment. If it is a moment of Iman, then Allah promised me Jannah. If it is a moment of Kufr and disbelief, may Allah protect us all, it will be a means of Jahannam. So this ayat of Quran is explaining this to us. First, very, very important, we have to make ourselves make an intention every day. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. Every day we have to make an intention. Oh Allah, this is one day that I'm going to prepare for my akhirat. One day I'm going to prepare to meet Allah, meet you. One day to increase my good deeds, to refrain from sins. Every night, our ulama ikram say, in the morning we make an intention. In the night we make introspection. Intention in the morning, introspection at night. How did my day pass? Did my amal increase? We make shukr to Allah. Did my amal decrease? More sins come alive? We make tawbah and istighfar. Every day, day to day, because when you go to sleep at night, as we mentioned, there's no guarantee the next morning you're going to wake up. What was Sahaba radiallahu anhum, our role models? What was their mindset? It's a common incident, but it's a point of reflection. Haritha ibn Nu'man, he was sleeping in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoken him. It was morning, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a very pertinent question. Kayfa asbahta ya Haritha? That, oh Haritha, how have you awoken this morning? Now we all know if a person sleeps and wakes up, initially, first few moments, he has to realize he's woke up now, he's not in his right state of mind. Sometimes you trouble a person, that time might swear, you might say something which not normally will say. Why? Because it's not the right moment. But look at what was the condition, what was that istihzar, awareness of Akhirat, of Allah Ta'ala, at the moment when he woke up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, Kayfa asbahta ya Haritha? How have you awoken this morning? Immediately he replied. And the reply couldn't be a lie, couldn't be a makeup, because he's talking to who? To Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it was wrong, if it was a lie, immediately wahi would come down, revelation would come down to tell Nabi sallam what is true. He said, Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. I have awoken in the state of perfect iman. Now imagine what a claim this is. One is to claim iman, and one is to claim perfection in iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that every claim has a proof. What is the proof of your iman? What is the proof of your perfection of your iman? Look at the first part of the response. This is what is linked to our topic. He says, Azaftu nafsi anid dunya. The first sign, alamat, sign of my iman, perfection of my iman, I've turned my attention away from the dunya. This is the motivation. From the morning he woke up, first thing, dunya is not my focus. Dunya is not my goal. My goal is akhirat. Thereafter he explains to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how did he do this? He said, I passed my day fasting. I passed my night in tahajjud. It's as if I can see the arsh of Allah in front of me. The ulama ikram say this is called mushahada. We have heard of ihsan. Worshipping Allah as if you can see Allah. This was vivid in the life of the sahabi. It's as if I can see the arsh of Allah in front of me. It's as if I can see and hear the enjoyment of the people of Jannat. I can see and can hear the wailing and the mourning of the people of Jahannam. This is telling who? He's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Arafta falzam, you have understood the reality. You have recognized the truth. hold firm to it. Another narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, this is a human being. This is a person whose heart has been illuminated with iman. Why? Akhirat was the focus. So as the ayat says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ First point of, we have to make an effort every day to make intention that we are living for the akhirah, not living for this world. Next, what is the next? It has to be followed up with action. No intention with action, without action, going to benefit us. The reward you will get for the intention, but the true effect will be found when you do action. So Allah Ta'ala thereafter says, وَسَعَالَهَا سَعْيَهَا He makes the proportionate effort that suits that intention. The ulama ikram explained, this refers to bringing our life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First we intend, then that intention to be put into action, the action that is acceptable in Allah's court, is that which is proposed, is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ The third condition which is necessary for any action to be accepted, is a person has to have iman. The ulama ikram explained, there are three main things mentioned in this ayat. Imanun thabitun, firm iman. Niyatun sadiqatun, true niyat and intention. Wa amalun musibun, an action which is according to the sunnah. What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fa'ula'ika kana sa'yuhum mashkura. This person's effort in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciated. This is a sign of acceptance, a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted this person's effort. So three things, niyat, with the niyat, action, and obviously to support the niyat and action is iman. My respected Ali and brothers, this is the brakes that will prevent us from meeting accidents. Accidents which will take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accidents that will lead to failure in akhirat. In the hadith which I mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man ahabba dunyahu, adarra bi akhirati. The one who loves his dunya, he loves the worldly life, then he is definitely going to cause harm to his hereafter. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ آخِرَتَهُ The one who loves the worldly, the life of the hereafter, his focus is there. أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَا Definitely, in order to get akhirat, he will have to sacrifice, he will have to lose something in the world. It's not possible to get both, everything of both. You will have to sacrifice here to get there. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says after that, فَآثِرُ is a command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَآثِرُ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى Give preference to that which will remain, the akhirat, over that which will come to an end, this dunya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, in a hadith al-Qudsi, takes a qasam on his greatness, that there are two types of peace and there are two types of fear. The person who fears in this world, fears the akhirat, fears standing in front of Allah in this world, Allah will grant him peace and security on the day of Qiyamah. And on the other hand, the person who feels secure, he feels at peace in this world, he's not worried, not cared, no fear for akhirat. This world he may have that thought and that mindset of peace and security, but in the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala will cause him to fear. So our focus has to be to gain the security, the safety, salvation in the akhirat, is we have to bring the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. The thought has to be in our mind, one day I'm going to leave this world. Young and old, healthy and sick, everyone has to leave. Even the disbeliever, even the atheist, the agnostic, he accepts one fact, that one day we have to leave this world. How that reality has come in our heart. Today could be my last day, this could be my last minute, this could be my last Jumu'ah. No guarantee. My health doesn't matter anything in front of Allah. My world doesn't matter. When Allah's decision comes, no one can stop this decision, not even 1 second earlier or later. Respected Ahlul Bayt, this constant worry, constant focus, constant awareness of Allah, awareness of Akhirat, this will be the brakes which will protect us, prevent us from meeting spiritual accidents, from falling into sin. Some attraction, some temptation will come in front of us, but we will remember Allah. We remember that I have to answer to Allah. Then this will stop us. Just to understand this from an incident, there was one tabi'i, his name is Ubayd bin Umayr, rahimahullah. Very, very great tabi'i. Tabi'i is that person who saw the Sahaba and passed it with iman. So Ubayd bin Umayr, rahimahullah, he was the student of three great Sahaba. Student of Umar radiallahu anhu, student of Ali radiallahu anhu, and student of Aisha radiallahu anha. And he was of such a high status that Sahaba used to sit in his company. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi. He used to sit in the company of this tabi'i. So one day, there was a woman in Makkah Mukarramah, very, very beautiful woman. So she is talking to her husband, and she tells her husband, do you think there's any man in Makkah Mukarramah who will be able to resist my temptation? So the husband immediately said, Ubayd bin Umayr. So she told him, will you give me permission to go and test him? Obviously, this is a very evil intention, shameless intention, that she's going to present herself in front of a man. But the husband gave her permission that you can go and test, see whether he will fall for you. So she goes to Makkah, she goes to the Haram Sharif, dressed in full hijab. He was a alim, he was a senior person, people would come and ask him questions. So on this pretext she came in front of him to ask him one question. But as soon as she reached in front of him, she exposed her face. And they say her face, she was so beautiful, it shone like the moon in front of him. But what was the response of Ubayd bin Umair? Immediately he told her, Ya Amatallah, ittaqillah. That, oh, servant of Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she told him that, I cannot resist the temptation. So he told her, alright, I will ask you a few questions. If you will answer this question truthfully, then we will see what happens next. So she said, okay. First question he asked her. At the time of death, when Malakul Maut comes, will you be prepared to carry out this sinister intention of yours? At that precise moment, Malakul Maut is here to take your ruh. She said, no, never do it. So he said, you have spoken the truth. He said, when you are in the qabr, and the malaika come to question you, at that moment, when they are questioning you now, will you be ready to carry out this sinister intention of yours? She said, never. He said, you have spoken the truth. Third, he said, on the day of Qiyamah, when the book of deeds are being handed out, and you are not sure whether you will get your book of deeds in your right hand or your left hand, at that precise moment, will you be prepared to carry out the sinister intention of yours? He said, no, never. He said, you have spoken the truth. Fourth question, at the time when the deeds are being weighed, and you are not sure whether your good deeds will be weightier or your evil deeds will be weightier, at that moment, will you be ready to carry out the sinister intention? He said, no, never. So you have spoken the truth. Fifth question, when you are going to cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and at that moment, you're not sure whether you're going to fall into Jahannam or you're going to cross into Jannat, at that moment, will you be ready to carry out the sinister intention of yours? He said, no, I'll never be ready. And sixth question, when you are standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, every one of us has to stand in front of Allah one day. We have to answer for our life, answer for our youth, answer for the wealth we earned, answer for how we spend the wealth, answer for the knowledge that we had and how we practiced on it. Everyone has to stand. We will not be able to move our feet if we don't answer these questions. At that moment, when you are standing in front of Allah to answer the questions, at that moment, will you be ready to carry out the sinister intention? He said, no. So he told her, Oh, slave of Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed you with great bounties. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately she covered herself and she returned back home. When she went back home, she told her husband, we have been wasting our life in this world. And from that moment onwards, she dedicated herself to ibadat, to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that the husband told her, husband mentioned regarding her, that prior to her meeting with Ubayd bin Umair, every night I was like a groom, the way she was giving me attention. But from that day onwards, she has become like an ascetic, no attention to me, only attention towards akhirat. Respected Allah and brothers, there are six powerful questions. Very, very powerful questions. And every time some temptation, some wrong, some sin comes in front of us, let us put ourselves in her position. Ask ourselves the same question. Malakul Maut coming, would I be ready? In the qabr, would I be ready? Time of handing out the books, would I be ready? Crossing the sirat, would I be ready? Time of weighing at the scales, would I be ready? At the time when I'm standing in front of Allah to answer, will I be ready to do this action which is tempting me, which is breaking Allah's command, which is going against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected Ali and brother, this is the breaks. These questions, this awareness of akhirat, this awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that a break to protect us of all types of sin. Whether it's how we spend our wealth, how we earn our wealth, whether it's with regards to temptation, seduction, falling into wrong with haram. All this, at these moments when we keep reminding ourselves, that one day you have to stand in front of Allah, then this will be a great means of protecting us ourselves. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala in two ayahs speaks about this moment when we are going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The one who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah has promised him two jannats. Another ayat of Quran. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. The one who fears standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, suppresses his desires from wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, his abode will be Jannat. Every one of us are on that pathway to get Jannat. We are from Jannat. Allah has put us in this world as a test. We are all desire to return to Jannat. But on this road to Jannat, there will be obstacles. Shaitan is our greatest enemy. He will put obstacles. He will try different means, using different people, different things of this world to distract us from our path. We have to remember at all times, Allah ta'ala is waiting for me. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to question me. Qabr is waiting. Hashar is waiting. Everything is in front of me. It's a yaqeen. Reality is not something we just fantasy. It's real. If we have this in our mind and we remind ourselves, speak about Allah, listen about Allah, Make the dhikr of Allah. Constantly speak about akhirah. Remember death. All these are the means. So that at that moment, when the wrong comes in front of us, we'll be able to protect ourselves and not fall into the sin. May Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq first, and us all tawfiq to make amal. May Allah Ta'ala protect us of all sins. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to prepare for akhirat adequately. And when that moment comes to leave this world, may Allah Ta'ala take us with perfect iman. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.